and What Comes Next. Written by Trixry. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, mature. Relationships. The 212th Attack Battalion, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Also tagged for Curtain Fick, Post What Friends Do, Obi-Wan Gets Some Therapy, and Gets Fucked. Trauma Recovery, Established Relationship, Polyamorous Character, Explicit Dirty Talk, Fade to Black Sex Scene, and Non-Explicit Sex. Part 2 of the What Friends Do verse. Produced for Marianas for ITBE 2023. In the days since the war's conclusion, many parties have attempted to monopolize the time, attention, and mind of the Jedi's famed negotiator. As far as Cody is concerned, each and every one of them can fuck right off. Obi-Wan's mind healer is in agreement. It's hilarious, really, how well Guan Rin's advice lines up with Cody's own feelings on any given subject. Minus a great deal of cursing and threats of bodily harm, of course. Obi-Wan, Guan Rin says in a tone that means she is about to make him think about something he does not want to think about. What is it you want right now? Not what you believe is expected of you. Not what you believe your duty is. Not what you think is right. What do you want? Is it, genuinely, to remain on Coruscant and head the committee tasked with the Jedi's divorce from Senate control? Fuck no, Obi-Wan swallows. Of course he doesn't want to do that. He would hate that. His gut reaction when Mace presented the Council's proposal to him was to run away. But alas, he is a Jedi Master, and Jedi Masters do not run in the temple hallways. They walked briskly away. Not entirely, no, he answers her, picking at a loose thread in his tunic. What is it you do want, Obi-Wan? To be allowed to want without guilt, he thinks, but does not say. After a long moment of silence, Guan Rin continues. What you want is important. You are allowed to pursue things you want. You're even allowed to have them. But to begin, you have to know what it is that you want. And I think you have some idea. Yes, he does. This is why he hates mind healers. The lot of them are too damn brilliant. It's deeply unsettling. The idea of what he wants goes like this. He wants sunlight, clear ocean water, birds that have never known the fear of human hands, and his men's laughter. He wants Anakin's children to be born healthy. He wants the Jedi to successfully divorce themselves, for lack of a better word, from the Republic Senate. He wants to buy Bail Organa a massive bottle of wine. He wants Yoda to stop smiling at him like the old troll knows that Obi-Wan's grand revelation of the Sith Lord's identity was fucked out of his otherwise empty head. He wants the warmth of 100,000 lights. 100,000 souls sleeping as close to him as physically possible. their joy bleeding into him until he is lost to it, a creature of love and ecstasy given and taken and felt. He wants to get Cody a tuca because he knows that Cody will hate it utterly, and it will be hilarious to parade it around like a human baby. It will be the most beloved and spoiled creature in the whole galaxy if allowed anywhere near the 212th. And if I do, Obi-Wan asks haughtily. He's being what is called combative and uncooperative and an obstruction to the therapeutic process. Guan Rin, much like Cody, is as fazed by Obi-Wan's bantha shit as a cinder block wall. Well, I think you should get on it then. There's a lightsaber burn scar, still shiny and new, across the front of Obi-Wan's throat. Related to his new acquisition is the continued stubborn presence of each and every member of Ghost Company in Obi-Wan's personal apartments. They are so fiercely protective, his men. Obi-Wan has been informed by his Grand Padawan. Ahsoka may have left the Jedi Order, but she will never stop being Obi-Wan's Grand Padawan. That the clip of Cody throwing a jammed rotary blaster into the Supreme Chancellor's head after the attempted and failed throat-cutting incident has been made into a GIF and is trending everywhere it is possible for something to trend. Obi-Wan pretends not to know what these words mean because it delights him so. As he enters his very cramped, but pleasantly so, apartments in the Jedi Temple, he walks in on the sound of loud holoporn. Lo and behold, the 212th's best, lying around Obi-Wan's furniture in various states of undress, casually watching graphic pornography on holo. Cody has a datapad in his hand. He appears to be taking notes. Hello, Obi-Wan greets. What a surprising variety of phalluses that is. May I ask why we are consuming porn in my apartment on this fine Tongues Day evening? Not consuming, Longshot corrects absently. He's visibly aroused, as all of the men are, but appears to be in no hurry to do anything about it. We're critiquing, Cody interjects. Hence the datapad and the bullet point that reads... Obi-Wan leans over the back of his couch to peer at Cody's neat print. Ejaculation may be possible with internal reproductive anatomy. See, squirting? Stop snooping, Cody tuts, angling the datapad away. Oh, are we planning to see if dear Boyle is capable of squirting then? Obi-Wan taunts. Hey, I'm not opposed to trying, Boyle drawls, propping one leg up to show the prominent erection trapped under his blacks. Why don't you come over here and we find out? No, Cody interjects, sharp, just as Obi-Wan is considering just dropping to his knees and crawling over there, between Boyle's spread thighs, just to see what the others would do. He turns, eyebrow arched. That was the commander voice. Interesting. There's something else I want to try first. Obi-Wan hardly thinks that getting gangbanged by his former subordinates was what his mind healer had in mind, but it cannot be denied that it is, in fact, something he wants. And he is, in fact, taking it without guilt. Hooray for cognitive behavior therapy. By the time Anakin's children are born, Obi-Wan and his men, 65 of them in total, although there are more keen on taking up a less permanent residence, have already worked out what after the war looks like for them. It looks like a lovely home on the very planet they had spirited him away to, though more inland on a cliff that overlooks the sea. It looks like a farm with some produce and some livestock, chickens, sheep, and, yes, an extremely spoiled little black tuca by the official name of Soot and the unofficial names of Shithead, Bastard, and Brat. It looks like Waxer and Boyle's odd, a young clone cadet with a speech delay called Quiet, whom Obi-Wan loves to take down to the sea surf to play, whom Obi-Wan calls Qui, who runs the entire compound. It looks like many, many bedrooms to accommodate the Vore who will travel or attend university, or continue to serve the Republic or the Jedi, but who would like a place to come home to, or simply a place to unwind. A place suffused with light and love and squawking seabirds that will pluck food right out of your hands. A Tuca that will claim your lap as her own resting place and a growing population of foundlings and clone younglings. But for now, it looks like a dream and a ship full of supplies, lovers, and good intentions. It will be spectacular, Obi-Wan murmurs into the downy hair on Luke's soft and utterly magical baby head. You absolutely must visit. Anakin smiles at him, utterly occupied with Leia, and so very happy. And he says yes. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and feel like leaving feedback for both myself or the author, you can do that if you want. You can find this podfic at wherever you found it in the first place, and from that post, you can find a link to the text post. Thanks for listening!